What up, this your boy, your opinionated MJ.
And it is your main man, your boy Neil Classic.
Hey, this Moneyball episode 11.
Back up in this thing.
You're back up into it. Playoff predictions go.
I know the Pistons aren't going to make the playoffs. I just want to get that out the way because they've disappointed me with their performance, and I couldn't be more brokenhearted about the fact that the Detroit Pistons have not made the playoffs. I just want to get that off my chest. Well, also, the Rockets should make it to the finals. I believe that the Rockets will make it to the finals because Steph Curry isn't playing at 100%, and I don't know if his career will ever be the same again because he's having chronic ankle problems.
The career the same again?
He's having chronic.
Like, he's done?
I don't.
Like, this is the beginning of.
He's been one injury away 3 injuries ago. Like, I hate to be that guy, but his ankles are made of Tinkerbell wings.
Okay, so they play the Spurs first round. Who you got?
Obviously, Golden State.
Steph?
They got Kevin.
What's the series going to be? Because you know they can't stop LaMarcus for real.
They can't, but it's not going to go 7 games. It's not going to go 6 games.
I think that the Warriors could be beat this round.
They can be beat, but I don't think it's...
Having Steph Curry removed from the situation makes it where Pop can probably outcoach Steve Kerr now.
But is the talent there to make up that?
The coaching is there. All they got to do is score.
Yeah, that's not saying a lot, but that's saying a lot.
It is, but it's not at the same time because a lot of Golden State scoring opportunities aren't there as well. The way they are with Steph.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the same. Klay not getting the same shots.
So
Draymond definitely not getting the same shots. KD not getting the same shots. And they have to run the offense differently. And the defense can kind of hunker down on somebody. You know what I'm saying? Klay can have an off night, and then all you got to do is stop KD now. It ain't Steph, Klay, and KD right now.
Do you realize how crazy that you sound that your plan B is Kevin Durant?
I mean, that's what it is, though. I think they could beat the Warriors, bro. I do. It's going to be tight. It's going to be hard. I mean, I don't know. They could beat the Warriors. Warriors can't stop LaMarcus Aldridge.
They can't. The only people who are stopping LaMarcus Aldridge is LaMarcus Aldridge.
Or Anthony Davis.
I mean, but who on Golden State?
They don't have a big like that.
Who on Golden State can match up with him?
I'm knocking Draymond by saying that. Draymond do what he do, but Aldridge is too tall and too skilled for, like, Draymond is just a brute. He beat and got used to Draymond kind of pushing him a certain way or something like that and pretty much find his balance on that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to get him off balance, he already know how to, you know, adjust his shot according to how Draymond defends him. Because that's what I see when I see them play each other. I see him do well against Draymond. He be getting Draymond. He just got done saying, I expect Golden State to double team me. I have to.
I just don't want to.
They still got Patty Mills. I don't mean to cut you off. They still got Patty Mills. They still got Danny Green. They still got Kyle Anderson. I mean, they work. Tony Parker back. He okay. Ginobili's still there. He okay. They have like a long line of depth, kind of how I got on the game right now, where it's a big and it's a whole bunch of just wings that ain't Kawhi around them. And a coach, though. To me, it's the coaching. Go ahead. Let me
hush.
You're
trying to justify a lot, and that means that
It's
the fact that you have to justify it. I don't have to justify the fact that I think Golden State is going to win because it's Golden State.
But let me throw this out here. The Warriors are 12-8.
Okay.
With KD.
Right.
Without Steph.
Okay.
The Warriors are 20-0.
Okay.
Without KD.
Right.
With Steph.
Okay.
Okay, now if you equate that 12-8 and you put it in a playoff format where it's 7-game series, at some point, that 8, is that an out, or is that they going to ride to the finals on that? What could that be?
That's
4-8-12.
That's regular season, Kevin.
3-3 and what? One loss? No, 3-3-2.
That's regular season.
Could they do that, though?
That's regular season,
but
Kevin.
Then it's still the Spurs without Steph. Like, man,
Steph
is such an anomaly to me that I think the Warriors are vulnerable without him because before they had KD, they already dropped 73-9.
Obviously, yes. The Warriors are more vulnerable without Steph Curry because he's the point guard. He's the face of the league right now.
Yes.
And he's the face of the league for a reason.
Wow, he the face of the league?
He is the face of the
Steph
league.
Steph Curry is the face of the league.
He is.
You got some strong points today.
Listen, I'm using my words correctly because he is the face of the league. The face.
Over LeBron?
The face.
Hold on, bro.
The face.
Okay, so what? Just the face.
The face.
And LeBron is everything else.
He is.
So Steph,
he is the
Steph
poster
is
child.
Mask on.
LeBron is the poster child for the league. Steph Curry is the face of the league.
Okay, now break that down to me. Before we go any further into this playoff preview, please break that down for me.
Okay, so Steph Curry is the ambassador to the league for this generation and next generation. He is for the future. He is the NBA's future investment.
He's 30. That don't matter?
No.
Okay, so let me tie this in before you keep going on LB. You said his injury is about to take him out. It's about to decimate him, right?
I believe that Steph Curry is an injury away from...
Oh, not now.
He might be now.
No, I'm saying... You saying... Well, okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm... You understand.
Saying right now, yeah.
You understand.
It could be right now.
I don't think so, bro.
Because every time he come back...
Right. I
it'd be like
lights out.
Like, I'm... But it's... If he comes back fully healthy... Or 90% where it ain't like the last injury.
Correct.
That really is what helped them lose pretty much against Cleveland the last time they lost. That 3-1 turnover, it was a whole lot of factors that went into that 3-1 turnover. It wasn't just like,
it
oh,
wasn't just
almighty
Draymond
powerful
Green.
Golden State. 1-2-1, 3-1, 4-3. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... You know what I'm saying? It took some factors to get to that.
For those of you who
they
don't
still,
know what that loud flesh-like smack was, that was Mike gesturing with his hand the fact that the series turned around quickly.
Yes. Series turned around quickly, horribly, harshly, real fast. Like,
and that's all expressed
in you got
noise.
Us down? Oh, wait, what? We should call home? No. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that is like an exclamation point. I might start using it. But
so, I mean, if
Steph Curry was
case,
an injury
no.
away
in case,
three
no,
injuries ago.
I still can't agree with
playing
you.
On, he's playing on borrowed ankles.
What?
To be
see,
frank
this is,
about
see,
it.
Now, this is, now, I was a Steph fan before any of this Golden State stuff happened because I was a Dale Curry fan. Because of, no, a Dale Curry fan. Even further back, I was a Dale Curry fan. I didn't even know about Steph. I knew about Dale until Steph started coming up, you know what I'm saying? And I started paying more attention to that. But
you know he does have a brother in the league.
Yeah, I know that too.
No one else
but,
does. Anyway.
No. I mean, I heard that before. Grant Hill, you know, glass ankles. And I'm hearing it again. So maybe this is, you know what, I ain't going to throw that
maybe,
out there.
That's bad.
That's throwing
maybe.
Badness into the world. Let's rewind. I'm going to let you have your Steph, though. That's
Steph
a deep
Curry
point
is
that you have, though.
The face of the league. LeBron James is the poster child.
Okay, so go ahead on LeBron now.
Because LeBron is the, for this generation, he is the atypical basketball player.
Okay.
Like, when you point to the league, you point to LeBron. This is what a basketball player looks like. When you
as
want
far
to,
as what?
As far as...
On the floor?
On the floor. Being... If you want to showcase what the league is, you show them LeBron James. Because he gives you a taste of everything. In a very palatable format.
I can agree with that.
Okay, so if you want to introduce children to the league or a new generation to the league,
that's Steph.
You use Steph.
But why?
Because
I don't think that was just on the last pod that I just we just did. The quick pod, the on the road. What I say on the road, I said
LeBron will go down.
No, I said the league, we all it pretty much need to be all players created equally, but I do agree with that as far as LeBron.
As far as what?
As far as just, like, I know you know, even more pies back, you was talking about what the league is going to look like as far as the players on the floor
right.
and stuff like that. A whole bunch of Giannis's, Durant's, a couple LBs here and there. Like, them, you
length.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Length and athleticism.
The alien basketball players,
well-rounded.
The ANBA.
Right.
So, Alien National Basketball Association.
Those aren't the right letters, but yes, we understand what you're trying to say.
NBA.
Was it introduced with the X-Files music? Anyway.
And then every part is like a dunk.
Once we have fans, we can put this together.
Yeah, the visuals will be crazy.
The visuals will be there. We going to give you the visuals.
Everybody going to be laughing like they done took over. We just the need NBA. The people. They added another letter on to it. How did they do this, ladies and gentlemen? Man.
And that's when the music comes in.
Let's get anyway. Back to the brackets.
Okay, so.
Because you did your, unless you're done. You done with LeBron?
LeBron, yep.
Okay, so you said Golden State. I guess I'm going to roll with that. I just had a lot of questions. With
I mean,
all
but
of that,
that's
that was
what
revolved
you want.
Around that.
You want discussion. You let's, want parody.
Let's go forward with my boy Young Lillard against the Pelicans.
Rip
so
City.
It's Portland against New Orleans.
What I want to see is how Rondo fares against.
Ooh, you just messed up my whole.
Because,
everything.
Man, Rondo, he been playing. Rondo been
Don't
playing.
Nobody pay attention to Rondo. I wish Rondo attention. Played for the Pistons.
Listen, there isn't.
That's all we need. Keep there, Reggie Jackson. Get Rondo here and make Reggie Jackson run the two. Kennard off the bench. That's just a quick for us Detroit Pistons fans. But where we at? Go ahead.
Rondo versus Lillard. McCollum.
Rondo is smart.
Rondo's savvy.
He's very smart.
I
feel like the Pelicans could have won a championship as well when they still had DeMarcus Cousins.
Rondo is up there as far as basketball minds. Like, it was like yeah. Chris Paul, and Steve Nash,
LeBron.
Like, savants.
Yeah. He up there. LeBron up there, too.
Like, genius-level, like, intellect.
The dude was basically shutting down the Celtics last year by himself. Because as soon as he went away, all of whatever
the
was going
Bulls
on went
series
away. The Bulls deflated. When
on
he
the
left,
drop of a smack.
You got Wade and Jimmy Butler. You see what Jimmy doing. He come back and he make sure they make the playoffs. Rondo, you lose Rondo and you still got Jimmy Butler. And Wade's still doing a little bit here and there. And
they fell,
y'all
still
just
fell
fall
apart.
Like, didn't they have Nikola Pekovic too? No, Nikola Pekovic. What's his name? The shooter.
You know the...
Miritich. Like, now he over there with the Pelicans. He was just with Rondo. So you put that chemistry back together on top of what they – it's like, dude, if they keep DeMarcus Cousins, they going to be looking good for years
while.
To come. And I think I hope the medicine nowadays is, you know, as advanced as everybody been saying it is so he can actually come back. Because all I think he got to do is probably drop 10 pounds off of what he was when he got injured just to kind of keep –
sustain himself.
He's not on the athletic side of basketball. He is, but he kind of just – He's lumbering. He come down there. He gets you where he wants you to be at, and he shoot. And he got that shot too. That kind of make it even more worse. You know what I'm saying? Where you basically come up to him and he kill you from the triple threat position. It's like
right.
he can do whatever. Like, and he don't even need the speed though. You
but
know what I'm saying? He can pass too. Like it's the dude was pushing point guard. Did you watch DeMarcus Cousins when they was playing?
Listen, he's a monster.
It was fun to watch.
What Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins could have been this year.
Man,
is
what
something.
They were. Look, man, this is a shout out to DeMarcus Cousins right now and Anthony Davis. What would have been
Anthony Davis
this
been
year?
Balling.
Because also I was a fan of them beating. Golden State and Houston Rockets during the season, and they beat them both. And when they beat the Rockets, they lost to Marcus. But they beat both of those teams.
Because Anthony Davis lost his mind.
Who would think
mind.
That those – yes. And they would – man, I can't wait till he come back. That's – I miss that.
So
I wish we could get him in Detroit too.
But is he sustainable there? Is he going to stay for the
yeah,
long run?
He going to be there. He going to stay. He going to sign like a three-year. What are you on now? He off a trade. So he got bird rights.
Like I said, so –
he
who's
might go
coming
for
out of that series?
They could give him more money than anybody anyway because they got him and they got his rights with him. So even if he go to free agency, they could kind of match him probably a little over
if it's
what
a
the
money
max
thing,
is
but
for that.
If it's not a money
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I think. I don't know all them NBA monies. Go ahead. What you
but
saying?
Who are you picking in the series, the Blazers or the Pelicans?
Well, before you mention Rondo.
Yeah. Man.
And threw me all the way off.
Man.
I was going to say that Lillard is – doing his thing right now where it's like
been going off.
He does what he needs to do when he needs to do it. It's not a matter of, oh, Lillard about to come get you 25-7-7. Like,
but he's going to dagger you every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, but he's going to get you when it's time. Like, when it's time to get you, he coming. Like, it's Lillard time. You know what I'm saying? So, between them two teams, don't know. Unless AD about to drop 40-something a game.
Which he can do.
He can, because they still got CJ McCollum over there too. AD got a few people over there, but it ain't nobody notable. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no for real true names other than Rondo, himself, Mirotić. I mean, they got shooters though. So,
I mean, if you want a hot take, can a player get the most valuable in not be in the finals just because of the effort he put forth?
Wait. What you mean, finals MVP?
No, not finals. Oh, no. Like,
Yeah. That's not what MVP is, man. People need to stop saying that, too.
Let's just put that out there.
Yeah, just look. Stop talking about MVP as we go into the play. They chose the MVP based on this is not what the MVP is. You make it to the finals and get the finals MVP. It's prestigious because you can only get it if you make it to the finals, and you still got to win to get it. So let's stop comparing or dragging the MVP award into the playoffs. I think the media need to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, we're done. Like, that's it.
So it should just be your regular season performance.
They should bring the award back to – it should even be announced, like, what?
I mean, it's
– I'm slurring. It should be announced – let me – I mean, how it used solidified. To be. Like the first month. When did Dirk get his?
I can't tell you.
In the – like, what? Within that series?
It was during the
– or playoff. It was the beginning of the series. Something like
in
that.
In the midst he of the got first his MVP
and he got smacked. Let's do the smack – what? He got smacked, too. You know what I'm saying? So
we got our first drop.
Hey, that might be the first drop. Just smack. Yeah. Just a smack. Like, you got smacked. It took a while to get the first drop, too, huh?
Hey, we're
setting new setting new heights standards. Here. New
standards.
But, yeah, I mean, whenever he got his, that's what it should go back to. And I believe it was, like, first month. I mean, first before, month. Why do I keep saying
so
first
is it
month?
Before the first round of the series. The first round, the first game of the first round of the playoffs, the most valuable regular season should be given.
That adds more, just everything overall to the basketball that's being played at that time. Because we didn't hear about Russell being MVP until after the whole thing was over. How many people had in their mind? Yeah, but then get this, because this is where my thinking be at. How many people had the thinking level that Russell Westbrook is the MVP as he was playing this season? Who was thinking about that? Exactly. See how your face just lit up? Nah, I was thinking of him as the MVP.
I mean, like...
Like, we felt Steph being MVP. We felt LeBron being MVP. We felt KD, kinda, but Russell kinda came back, and it was kinda like, okay, we back, you know what I'm saying, with his. But...
I mean, we went off on a tangent as far as MVPs go. No, but it is... Yeah. What defines what the most valuable player
you
is.
You used to know Jordan and them was MVP before. Like why were we so surprised about Dirk and them getting swept when they did? Didn't they get swept? Or was it 4-1?
It was bad.
It was horrible. I think it was a sweep. In the first round, and they would, or it was just the 1-8 seed. That Warriors Mavericks series was crazy. Like, I need to go through that. I don't know how I don't know the count. I believe it was a sweep. I could be way off. But I don't think I am, because the Warriors end up getting smack. So, no, they did. They was riding high. But it needs to go back to that time, because we knew who the MVP was, and that influences what you're watching. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it adds more intrigue. It's another narrative. It's another, LeBron. Let's say, who LeBron playing first round? Let's take a look at that. Indiana. No, they ain't got no MVP candidates over there. But, hey, just for the hell of it, let's say Victor Oladipo won the MVP and LeBron wanted the MVP. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Like, see, you know what I'm saying?
That adds that to the game.
It'll be personal. It'll be personal to LeBron. And then if he loses, it'll be like, well, yeah, I am the MVP. I can't talk. I am the MVP.
But, man, don't it seem like the individual awards used to mean more? Like, I don't even. Yeah. Like, the scoring champion used to mean more.
The scoring champion still means a lot to me.
But that's like,
that's what
as
I
far
paid,
atten-
as, paid attention
as far
to.
As
overall number,
like as far as the NBA goes, it just seems like that's not a prestigious award to win. It's like the slam
but
dunk
it is.
Contest.
It is. It's just later on. It's prestigious.
It's like the slam dunk.
Like
contest.
If you win it right now, you want a scoring contest. You know, you want a scoring.
It's like
title.
When Iverson
you good.
Won.
You good.
It's like when Iverson got the scoring title. It was like
T-Mac.
A buzz surrounding.
T-Mac.
It's like when T-Mac,
T-Mac
had
got
it
too.
It was like a buzz
and Kobe.
Around. Early. When Carmelo got it,
when
it was like
it really up to Kevin Durant just about.
Right. It's like people really cared about that.
I still care about it though.
Like
that's part of the game.
But why hasn't, like, what made that less prevalent?
Probably,
like, is that like a generational thing? Is
this it, no. You it's been what just, I've been talking about.
You would think with
it's
the stats
this, it's
heavy.
Like a new order over the NBA, where instead of, and it's not bad, you know, I always
it's like
I challenge
change.
It.
It's like a regime change.
I challenge it all the time. No, it's not a regime change. It's a like
generational. Gap.
It's like a rule change, where it's like, oh, this is what type of government you are, but this is how it runs. You know what I'm saying? This is the Jordan. This is Jordan's league still.
It's
but this is LeBron's, you know what I'm saying, standard.
It's like Jordan's company, it's, but LeBron
because
has,
everything
like,
has
put
become,
all the employees in.
Everything has become, the reason why you could say that is because everything has become to the point where we're checking stuff every day. Like, oh, this, that, to this, that on this day.
Comparing,
and on this day compared to your day. On the 400th day you played in the NBA ever compared to the other dude that played ever. This is what score y'all had. So 400th day, he won the 400th day. That's where we at right now. Like,
just
that's how fickle this is. Yes.
Yeah.
It's getting fickle. So it's because LeBron kind of threw himself into the Jordan argument when people started to put him in the Jordan
comparing
argument.
Stats?
What LeBron shouldn't have did is start saying stuff about Jordan. He should have just left it alone, let it speak for itself, and play hard. And just imagine everybody talking about him, and he hasn't said nothing, like, towards it.
I didn't want this
it's
to turn
like,
into a LeBron
It's just like, we
podcast.
Are watching the, you know, you hear him say, we are watching the best player of all time, and he ain't said nothing about Jordan. You know what I'm saying? You just let
I
it
mean,
speak.
But that,
you
the
let
media
it speak.
Would say that.
The media, was. It, that's who's supposed to say it. That's the whole point. So it's like he's in the midst of fighting for that. And in the midst of it, all of the same people that are putting him in the midst of that are putting everyone a step behind him automatically. They don't put no one level with him. I put Steph opposite of him. You know what I'm saying? Where
you don't
it's like,
compare the two, but
it's like
they're,
the pri-
they're
like,
equal
for instance,
in their own right.
The NBA title sitting on the table right there, somebody on the opposite side of that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's... You know what I'm saying? It's two it's two sides to every book.
The
you know
perspective
what I'm saying?
Of it.
So there you go. You got yeah. I mean, my perspective of it. So it's kind of Steph is like you just said though, where Steph is the face, but LeBron is basically like the whole gut of the NBA. Like it's like all LeBron news, like LeBron, LeBron. Like they go Brian crazy. It's Brian crazy for real.
Because he's so
like,
media
dude,
savvy.
All the memes and everything is LeBron. Like everybody being compared to LeBron. Ben Simmons.
But they
KD,
play similar.
Steph Curry, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and then LeBron being compared to Jordan, like I said, is even getting almost starting to get to the point where it's like I said, oh, on his 400 day and your 400 day in the NBA, Jordan, for you, this was 19 whatever, and LeBron, this was 2000 whatever, but this is your 400th day, and this nigga scored more than, than.
Right,
you know
but
what
I
saying?
Understand that. But the thing is, you can't let the stats blind you from the contribution that the player is making. Like, stats only tell you so much. If
yeah.
a player is putting up stats on a bad team in a weird situation, I mean, it's not a true, it's not the truest, like, it's not the truest look at him. Like, you can't get an accurate depiction of who that player is just by stats.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to look. You have to
You have
see.
To watch the game.
You have to watch. So, there's that. But the thing is...
I agree.
Do you agree that the Cavaliers are going to win against Indiana? That's a far-gone conclusion.
Yeah, I mean...
Even if...
Unless this is only one way Indiana could win.
How?
And I'm high on this individual. Miles... Turner.
I thought you
That's
say
all
Oladipo,
I
want to
say.
But,
nope,
because okay.
Oladipo going to do what he do. Lance Stephenson also needs to step up and bother LeBron. I don't know what he going to do to bother him, but you need to bother him. I don't care if your game just wake up for this series and that's it. You know, but you need to be
do
some
Lance,
type of Lance Stephenson that we ain't
Lance
seen.
Does Lance need to put on a dang suit at this point and just button
Lance
up
Lance needs to put on
just
a suit
play.
And a hat that cover his eyes and keep, and walk into the back and when the
just
cameras
straight
don't
business.
Let no camera see his face until he come out there to play.
Straight
make it like
business.
He an assassin, yes. Like, and come out here and play LeBron.
Like no antics.
Get in, yo, yes, antics.
So you
Dennis Rodman this dude or something. Just walk up on him like, we'll be at your house tomorrow at 5 in the morning. and cuss at him or something like that and see if he get mad about it. I mean, for real. What do you, I mean, do what Lance do. Lance is blowing in his ear. I don't say blowing his ear.
So double down on him.
You ain't got to do that, but nudge him. When y'all about to get down on the free throw line, just, you know, move him.
Irritate.
Don't even just step in to try to, you know, box him out. Just move him. Just make him mad. Yeah, go ahead. Get a tech. Like, get in his head. Let him know, I'm here. Hello. How you been? It's been a while since I seen you.
It's been a while since I was relevant.
I was gone for a minute. You know what I'm saying? I left the team for a minute. I'm back. Oh, you're back. Oh, we're back. We're here. We're back again. Oh, hi. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? And just had that attitude. Like, man, we coming to see you. And then Miles Turner get off. Let Victor do what he do.
A lot of things have to go right.
Darren Collison been balling. They said this is one of his better years. So, hey, and then they got Sabonis in them. Man, they got a decent team. Don't they got Thaddeus Young? Do they got Al Jefferson too?
A lot of things have to go right.
Some teams, I believe this playoffs is wide open.
I believe.
To me, because the superpowers are kind of weakened. LeBron don't have a Kyrie. He don't have a number two.
Correct.
Like a true, just flat out number two. The Warriors don't have Steph Curry. This is them. I don't even think the Warriors going forward with Steph Curry, once they get him, will even be 100% like a certain sure deal.
Kawhi not with the Spurs? Yeah, this
Kawhi not with the Spurs.
It might be the Rockets league.
No, it might not be the Rockets league. I don't think it's the Rockets league. I don't disrespect the Rockets. I like the Rockets this year. I gave James Harden his due last year when I said I've been hard on Harden. I like Chris Paul. I always talk good about Chris Paul because I think Chris Paul, you know what you're going to get with Chris Paul. It's like, oh, we about to sign Chris Paul. That's like 19, 10, and you know what I'm saying?
You know
like,
exactly.
You know what you're about to get.
His
now, when it comes to stats, that's who those are the type of players we need to be like his stats. When it's just consistency, it's just, you know what I'm saying? This is what you do. You know what I'm saying? It's not fluctuating. It's not, oh, I got to have this person and then it might cut.
Can you say that
it's
about like, Chris Paul?
Chris Paul, that's basically him saying, no, that's basically, I mean, yeah, he do. That's why I'm not, see, but you saying the Rockets League. That's why I'm not saying it's the Rockets League. We ain't seen Chris Paul get to the final or the Western Conference round.
Oh.
And we ain't seen James Harden show up when it count.
Oh.
Nah. On top of that, if you do go ahead and add Chris Paul injury history, that's another layer. So until and then D'Antoni, I'm not going to let this go, is not a defensive coach. I'm sorry. Chris Paul is probably their defensive coach.
But they got a lot of tools at their disposal.
They do.
For defensive
but
purposes.
I don't care because they still got to prove to me that they're going to beat these teams. They get in the playoffs. I mean, Chris Paul is good, and he tough enough to really try to, like, raise Harden's game, raise some of their games that's over there, and keep them on track. You know what I'm saying? Whereas in the past with Dwight Howard, you know, he goofy and ha-ha and,
all
you know, he
is,
ain't serious. And they
like...
just didn't have no toughness factor to them. Chris Paul gives them the toughness, but I just want to see it because all the time I seen Chris Paul in the West, he ain't been getting to the Western Conference Finals. He's been in the league for a while. He was going up against Kobe for that MVP award that year. And I think they gave it to Kobe on record. So, you know, and just the records alone. And I'm going to just leave that out there. On records alone, they gave Kobe MVP when he should have actually had four.
I mean,
I know I say
narrative.
This probably every other pie, but I don't care. He should have had four. But Chris Paul also could have had that MVP because had he won out over the Lakers during that time, and it was I think it came down to them having a game towards the end of the year, and Kobe went over there and went crazy. So,
the league have changed if Chris Paul would have went to the Lakers?
Man, this is basically Chris Paul with the Lakers, except James Harden is not Kobe. He's Kobe in the sense of scoring and the way he's kind of giving you the offensive stuff. But defensively, man, like, give me – how old is James Harden?
He got to be mid-30s at this
mid-30s?
Not mid,
nah,
but like
that
32.
He ain't that old.
32.
He like 28 or something.
He in his 30s.
James Harden. What? Nah, he ain't, bro. You'll see. You'll see. But James Harden.
Oh, James Harden. I'm thinking you talking about.
He 28.
28.
So give me prime Kobe with Chris Paul. Exactly. So that's totally different.
You can't see my facial expression, but it is like.
Yeah.
Really?
Put Kobe on this Rockets team, basically. But move the whole roster to the Lakers, I guess.
And
we ain't even got to talk about Kobe, Chris Paul, Powell, or if they would have kept Powell, or they would have got Dwight. Let's just say Kobe in Harden's position right now, but with a Laker jersey on. Same rosters, not the same. Well, you know what? Go ahead.
You know
keep D'Antoni and Chris Paul, Kobe, Lakers with the Rockets roster. Prime Kobe.
Isn't
are they going to win or not? This year, right now, is Kobe and Chris Paul, prime Kobe, with this Chris Paul, going to win or not?
I mean, you could have prime Kobe with
just
a bag of dirt.
I just want to know. I just want to know. Yes or no?
Is that
more of a certain like championship award or no?
I at least give them two rounds.
Who give two rounds? The Rockets?
Chris Paul and prime Kobe.
Nah. I think that's a chip. This year, that's a chip.
Depends on who they got around them. But anyway.
Even against the Warriors. You got James. I mean, no, because it won't be hard. It'll be Chris Paul and Kobe. You got, man, dog.
Okay, so
I don't know. I guess Steph Curry kind of be crossing up Chris Paul sometimes, though. I mean, I know he stepped on his foot and stuff, but.
I mean, we kind of went off on a tangent.
We did, but that's part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to touch some of everything because some of this stuff, that's how it's going right now. Everything is real intricate, so we got to go into the intricacies of it from our perspective. We have to. You know what I'm saying? In order to drive the point, because some of this stuff do just need to change. Like, the comparisons and stuff like that between certain players.
I think
the fickle everydayness of it needs to just not be compared. Because that's even what I'm doing now, saying Kobe prime and James Harden place.
I mean,
that's even doing that too. You know what I'm saying? Not appreciating. All players need to be created equal. They need to have their own little, they are themselves. Accept them for who they are.
I mean, that's
what I'm trying to put
through
my head.
But yeah. I mean,
I have bias. When it comes to Jordan, I'm biased.
But you're always
because it's like, bro, he's the best.
You're always gonna want to make the comparison just to see what differences are there.
Yeah,
like that's part of the beauty of the discussion.
And then even more with Jordan, a lot of people just been like, we got to think about the everything that's going on in this area as far as the training, the nutrition, the medical. You know what I'm saying? Just the different levels that it's on compared to those times. Yeah, so because they say Larry Bird and Jordan, too, used to smoke every day. Larry Bird be drinking. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have no real diets, no nutritionists and stuff like that. They wasn't doing that.
They were just talented.
Try to say that they wouldn't be as good as these players now, but they are the ones that basically made the players we see now because they were the first molds of it is absurd, especially if you put them in now. You give them their youth back, and then you give them all of what they have available to them now, including medical for the different types of injuries. We seen people going off Achilles injuries. Kobe came back. Rudy Gay came back. Wesley Matthews came back. DeMarcus Cousins about to come back off Achilles.
So Greg Oden was just too big.
Greg Oden.
He's just too big too soon.
Hey, no, not forget Greg Oden. What's good, Greg Oden? Shout out to him, Big Three. If he playing, I don't know. I just seen the draft on my Twitter. Whatever. you know what I'm saying? I hope the Big Three go down real big because that means basketball ain't ended for me once the playoffs over. But yeah, outside of Greg Oden. Them dudes came back. So imagine you got the medicine that you got now with Jordan. And he in the league with like man, I don't even want to go there. That's a whole nother podcast.
That's a whole nother podcast. Because
I'm about to put prime Jordan, prime Kobe, and prime LeBron in a whole league with just prime everybody. Exactly. That's another pod for another day. We're going to call that prime everybody.
Prime league.
Prime league. Prime NBA.
But
prime NBA challenger. Well, I don't know. Let's not throw no ideas. But where we at? Yeah. Next matchup
is. I mean, but the Cavaliers.
We talking
I don't
about
know if
OKC
the Cavaliers
and the Jazz? No, not yet. No. We need to get through. Where we at? 33 minutes. Hey, OKC, Utah. 48-34, the both of them. But OKC has home court advantage.
The Jazz, they are good. Jazz are going to be good for a minute. And if I don't know what's going to happen with Paul George after this season. So it's like, how invested is Russell going to be?
Where's Paul George going to go?
But that's the thing. Paul George can go anywhere.
That's kind of how I feel.
Like, who
doesn't
want
Paul George?
I don't
feel like it's just the Lakers. But I think that he could now go to the Lakers by himself even because I like – Ingram, Randall.
But the Thunder are going to win this
Kuzma,
series.
Kuzma, Ball, if he keeps to evolve and get better, they might could go ahead and get LiAngelo Ball in the draft if they want to. What? He a big body. Julius Randle there, and you got Magic over the head of it. You got Kobe there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have access to Kobe, basically. And then who else there? Who we just was talking about? Oh, then you bring Paul George into that situation, man?
Man, Paul George is...
That's
he's going to end up in L.A.
It's nice,
where
but
else
then,
is he going to go? But he can go anywhere.
I'm just trying to think of where else he could go. Anywhere. I mean, what, Miami? But they got waiters. I mean, I don't know. It's certain places I don't think he could go. You know what? No, I wouldn't. I don't know about him and the Pelicans. That's too much conflict of interest. Because Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins do everything. I'm sorry.
They don't need it. Between the two of them. Kinda hard
DeMarcus
to say
is lesser of the defensive side, but when you got Anthony Davis, he was kind of just still doing something defensively too. So, like, I don't know. Who you got in that series, though? Okay, see, Utah.
I think the Thunder are going to win because who What's the series? Against, who's going to bet against Russell Westbrook?
What about Donovan Mitchell, though?
Who's going to bet against Russell Westbrook?
What about Donovan?
It's a first-round matchup, and he just averaged a triple-double. His anger alone is going to propel them through right. that series.
Yeah, that's what made me like him, though. Okay, so hold on. Can OKC realistically, to you, get to the finals?
They can, but they won't.
Why?
Because if they were going to achieve, they would have did it during the regular season.
No, let's go to
season.
The next bracket then. Houston, Minnesota. So if Oakland and Oklahoma City and Houston, Austin. If OKC and Houston see each other, can OKC beat Houston second round?
Can OKC beat Houston?
First, real quick. No. You got OKC over Utah, right?
Yes.
Who you got, Houston or Minnesota?
Houston.
Okay, so OKC and Houston. Who you got? Why? Why can't OKC get over Houston to you?
Because if they were going to achieve, they would have did it during the regular season.
They did do it during the regular season.
They didn't do it like they were supposed to
they
do it.
They did do it during the regular season.
They did, but they didn't do it as convincingly as they were supposed as to.
Does it require the convincingness?
Yes, because it's the finals.
But not then it wasn't. So, imagine Russell on a whole nother level.
That's what I'm saying.
Carmelo decided to kind of fall back even a little bit more and kind of be probably a
spot-up shooter.
13, 15-point score and whatever else he do. I think he just need to focus on defense with them. Let Paul George do what he's been doing because Paul George dropped 40 before the season cut out. And Russell put up 6 points in that last game.
Because he was getting rebounds.
He put up 6 points, 20 rebounds, and, yeah, 19 assists. Like, he was like, I'm not point guard today. Here, Paul George, that's you.
I mean, he can do that because he's there to get rebounds.
Dog, Russell is great, bro. to put up 6 points, that's some sacrificing because you would think of somebody selfish. You know what I'm saying? But then as soon as he try to go get something else, they're going to say he's selfish in other areas. Like, I don't understand how that selfishness or how that stat pad. I don't agree with that.
I can see why people say stat padding because, I mean, he's aggressively going after rebounds from his teammates. That his teammates could obviously get.
Right.
But, I mean, it is what it is. It's not about that.
I mean, he's still good, man. Because who is going to actually be in position to do that? Like, is LeBron – you think his teammates going to allow LeBron to do that?
LeBron –
to that extent?
I think it's
– he already was rubbing people
this is
the
what
wrong
we were talking about earlier.
Before he was doing
with
that.
With Shaq and how he never led the league in rebounds.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. It's like LeBron – How has he not averaged a triple-double his career?
Yeah.
How?
Or Shaq might have led the league in rebounds, but it might have been with the Magic. Just not with the Lakers.
That's what I might be thinking, but yeah. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, why was
it? And it might not have been, because at that time, it was still David Robinson, Hakeem, Mutombo, you know what I'm saying? Tall
and
dude.
Shaq's
Sean Bradley,
Bjorkstrand,
not that they went in the rebound award. You know, at one point, Camby came into the league. Like, man. Yeah, it got serious. Man, the battles with Sabonis.
It is what it is, but...
Man. Shout out to basketball. Go ahead.
All right, so who's next up on the playoff docket?
Let's see here.
Because I think it's the Rockets
You think it's the Rockets Conference? Over Golden State?
Yes.
So Golden State going to beat Portland?
Yes.
I don't know. I think Portland could get through.
It's a far gone conclusion because
I think Portland can
who's
get
gonna
through.
Win?
I'm Portland, Philly. I'm OKC / Portland and Philly. Now we can let's go.
If Philly makes it out of the East, I'll eat my hat.
Let's go finish it. Let's go do the East and finish the East out.
Okay.
Boston, Milwaukee.
Obviously,
that's in the air.
That's in the air, but it's like I want. I really want Giannis to show up and show out. Like, a playoff Giannis. A playoff unicorn. Can you imagine if Giannis turns out to be a Pegasus? Like, man, an enchanted magical
with
creature.
No Kyrie. Okay, so if Kyrie was in this series,
I mean, they
would Boston, I mean, be able to?
Boston still beat could win this. Like,
I think so too.
Boston still isn't. They are a team.
Okay,
with
so
superstars
who
missing.
Who got the harder bracket? Cleveland or Philly? Philly got Miami first. Who you got? Philly or Miami?
This is Philly. Okay. I think this is a stepping stone series.
I think this series is about to set
this is
them
a
up
set
for everything.
A stepping stone series for Philadelphia. This is their opportunity to nut up or shut up. This is their opportunity to show people that the process wasn't BS.
Right. Yeah.
Because
I agree with that.
A lot of people are upset with the process. They said that the process wouldn't pay off, but we're seeing the tanking pay off.
The tanking. It was. I mean, you got to make the right decisions too. It's a lot
they
of luck to, involved
they had
with
to
that.
Draft
Just
well.
Look at the Pistons. Yeah, look at the Pistons drafting. You can look at teams that's been successful too, like the Lakers. I think the Lakers have successfully drafted. You know, they've drafted well.
They've drafted well,
and very well, because their team now is
it's a crapshoot either way.
Man, their team now is quite good. Like, all they need to do is have health
and young.
And you said Hassan very Whiteside young. Going to the Lakers. Now,
he
if
could.
Hassan Whiteside go to the Lakers and they stay as they are, as constructed, and don't get LeBron or Paul George, the Lakers gonna
nasty.
Be nice. They gonna make the playoffs next year.
They still nasty.
They gonna make the playoffs next year. Keep Isaiah Thomas too on the cheap, and go ahead and do what they said they was gonna do. Go after, or what people said they were gonna do, what the media said they were gonna do. Go after Kawhi and Klay Thompson, players like that, and then probably possibly Paul
they
George.
They could really solidify a roster
yeah.
if they play their cards right.
Yeah,
and
that's
have
what I'm saying.
Enough pieces.
Yeah, and build them up along the way, and still have some of the kind
and
of money, especially with Isaiah Thomas in the situation he in. Go ahead and skip on LeBron because they probably won't get along. You know what I'm saying? I think Isaiah is if he could come back healthy, then sign him. If not, go ahead and go after LeBron. You know what I'm saying? But if you ain't got to, I mean, I don't know, because I would say go get LeBron all out, but. I ain't saying get rid of blow up your Lakers team.
Cleveland?
We gonna see.
I mean,
I think so. He might go to Miami. I don't want him to go to Philly though. Philly already about to be set. Like
they gonna be set.
They gonna be themselves. That's I don't want LeBron to go over there and tarnish Ben Simmons' legacy by going over there
and
being there.
Them.
Yes, I don't want him to go be there because at some point it's not gonna be an overshadowing. It's gonna be a they gonna start
gonna
comparing.
Have to fall back.
They gonna compare LeBron to Simmons. Yeah, or. It's like a win, lose, lose because LeBron could go over there and win more rings or he can have a hit to his legacy if stuff with Ben Simmons go wrong. You know what I'm saying? Where he either
I don't think he would, but
what if he was to go over there and he just won't relinquish his duties as an NBA basketball player? You know what I'm saying? As who he thinks he is. He goes over there and he like, LeBron, Benny. Like,
I mean,
this is who I am, Ben. We cool. But this
is my situation, and you're in it
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
he so, Kyrie's him.
Yeah, and then so let's say LeBron ends up in a situation where it's him and Ben Simmons. They kind of at a Kobe Shaq type of thing, not where it's got to have all the background drama, but as far as competing on the floor because they kind of got that edge because of each other.
Well,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Then Simmons starts to overdo LeBron. Let's say his game gets better. He started making shots. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden they comparing him to LeBron. So it's like. All of what LeBron
they
has done up to this point,
floor,
is, I'm basically telling the demise of LeBron. That shouldn't happen because he should be smart enough to see this.
I mean, but
don't go to Philly and let this happen where you go over there and stuff don't work out with you and Ben Simmons, or you are not able to take a step back like Dwayne Wade did for you
and Chris Bosh,
and you don't want to let this young kid who was already looking like Magic Johnson by himself to be something. Don't go over there and become the story that's already a story.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, don't if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
In this hypothetical situation,
because
that can
also mess up his legacy.
And if LeBron was,
I'm supporting LeBron's legacy here.
If LeBron was like somebody who would take young players under his wing, I think he should have did that with Wiggins.
Yes, that's part of. I factor that in. With
like
LeBron.
If,
when
if
I think
was,
of LeBron, I factor him letting
like
Wiggins
guy.
Go. Dude, you signed Kevin Love.
And Tristan Thompson.
For 100 and what? Bro, why? When you could have had Wiggins over there on the cheap, still on his rookie deal, you would have just been giving him his extension. You would have still had Kyrie Irving.
Yep.
And you would have had all that money to still play with up until now when Wiggins needed his extension.
All your
and you still
friends.
Would have probably been able to bring all them other dudes in because you only traded Wiggins for him. You know what I'm saying? Man, bro.
Tell us how you really
Cleveland
feel.
Could be sitting on all three of these championships right now between them and Golden State. But instead, he's 2-1 against Golden State.
This
he's
2-1 against LeBron the Spurs. Podcast
man, no, this ain't going to turn into that because I just got done supporting LeBron. This is the LeBron standard that we are going through right now. Because this is what this is. Let's just be real.
This is the phase of the NBA.
We deep into this part anyway. Toronto or Washington? We ain't even got to put numbers on
Toronto.
The series. Toronto or Cleveland?
Depends on which Toronto shows up.
So this
Cleveland,
would kill all of the LeBron stuff.
Cause,
okay, full on Toronto, full on LeBron and Cleveland.
LeBron pulls it out.
Okay, so Cleveland or Philly? I'm going Philly
because I think LeBron might be depleted by then.
Neil going Philly.
He might be depleted by then because. LeBron's kind of on an island by himself, and he's he's played all 82 games.
What do that mean?
He's played.
Man, come on! When I was a kid, I was watching these dudes play 82 games. I was watching these dudes play 82 games already, though.
But you gotta understand.
The only reason you didn't play 82 games is if you was too hurt to play 82 games.
But
you didn't play 82 games because you didn't want to play 82 games.
You gotta understand that the.
Why wouldn't you want to play the game you love?
I mean. Listen, you might listen.
Do we really?
Hold
on.
Go to work
this
all
is,
year,
this is
right?
I go to work
but you
all
miss,
year, and
you
I don't
might
get
miss
this,
a couple days along the way.
I might miss a couple
way.
Of days along the way.
I'm
but
just
hold
saying.
On. But this is the thing, though. I'm not making super superb millions of dollars.
What does
doing,
that
got to
do with your body,
bro? Playing basketball.
What does that have to do with your
you
body?
You are paid to play basketball.
What does it? What does how
LeBron,
much money you
LeBron
have
hurt?
In your bank account have to do
hurt?
With the ligaments in
has
your knee?
Has LeBron ever been hurt?
He has been hurt.
No,
he
has he
been
hurt?
He has not been injured.
Okay, why do you need to rest? Why do you try to spare yourself
to prevent
the imagination of inevitability with an injury? Why?
Because there's always a possibility, and you always want to mitigate a negative outcome. And you do that by monitoring your body and doing what's best for you.
Okay, so the doctors are at this point where they like, oh, we need you to sit out this game because we think your whole everything is off for today. We think you might...
Listen, your levels are
you
off.
Might break a toenail out there today because you're going to run too hard.
Listen, you're... The player is
LeBron
only,
don't get hurt.
The player is only going to make money for so long.
LeBron paid, though, bro. He
what
good.
Is it?
He's set for life.
Who ain't?
Know what I'm saying? Like, he's not done. This is just the beginning. LeBron, man, he got
LeBron
so much power with
the
people.
Opportunity to
he's
be
so he cool
that
with
Tiger
Jigga,
Woods
Drake,
supposed to be.
All the movie stars. He man,
he's
LeBron
yes,
good.
He's
this not about money.
He's gonna be fine.
This is see, and this is the thing. This is where we also got lost in the NBA. Why is this about money?
Because
that would kind of make me feel bad about what I supported with Kawhi as far as him not playing because he might hurt himself and end up in a situation where. He's like Isaiah Thomas. Instead of getting a max deal, they see he too hurt, and they want to get and they want to be like on a you know a contingency type of plan where they can kind of
see where you at.
You know, yeah. So that would kind of make me go against that. But I mean, then again, I could because I mean, Kobe shot free throws with an Achilles tear.
Why would a player have to do?
Kobe
that?
Played well, no, because towards the end of his career, he was sitting games. I mean, but he probably had to. He got it. Man, I don't know. I don't know about the NBA.
At what
point? It shouldn't just be about money, though. That's the point of what I'm trying to get to. It should be about your passion for the game. And I know LeBron not going to get hurt. Like, he good. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's good. So, come out here and run. Even, I ain't mind that 10 minutes he did. That's cool. Do that. But don't miss the whole game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So, technically play.
If
actually.
You can suit up. Suit up and play. Yes. The autumn games he sat out when Kyrie was over there, just imagine LeBron played 10 or 15 real hard, strong minutes. Try to set the tone or try to come in real quick, irritate some stuff like, we're going to rest LeBron today. But your coaching style is like,
you can't get
I'm going to throw LeBron right here and I'm going to attack you. I'm gonna throw LeBron right here. I'm gonna, dude, just imagine the type of fun you could have even just as a coach doing that. Like, okay, we're gonna play LeBron 20 minutes. You playing him 5 minutes a quarter.
Just randomly insert him into the lineups. Yeah,
go ahead, start him. Let him play 2 minutes or three.
Point guard.
Let him sit, carry them 2 minutes over into the next quarter and kind of, you know, play 3 minutes that quarter, carry. And then kind of let him not really play the third and let him play more of the fourth. Man, you can have fun as a coach doing that. I just
want to apologize for this LeBron-heavy podcast.
Man, LeBron is the standard. I ain't going to knock him. He the standard. Should he be MVP? That's a question between him, James Harden, and Russell. Because, honestly, I think Russell.
What is
could really be in that conversation. Player. Most valuable player is if this person is not a part of your team. If Russell Westbrook is not on the Oklahoma City Thunder, what is Oklahoma City doing right now? If it's Paul George and Carmelo, what are they doing?
You can say that about Giannis Antetokounmpo.
No, forget them. What is Paul George and Carmelo Anthony doing?
They are being not as successful, but they're being relevant.
Are they in the playoffs?
In the Western Conference.
In the Western Conference. Think about how tight the West was before you answer that question.
There is a definite possibility they could not make it, but I would not. I think there's a greater possibility that they make.
You know
playoffs,
they were. They
even though it's
made
like 51%,
anyway.
49%.
You know the eighth team is 47-35, and Oklahoma City is 48-34. Right. Think about that. Think about how many wins Russell adds to this by doing what he does that everybody says he's stat padding doing. He has way more. The Oklahoma City Thunder win percentage is better when he averages a triple-double or when he's putting up a triple-double as opposed to when he's not.
All I'm saying is if he got
that
back,
puts him in an MVP conversation.
If you run in
heavy,
transition and you allow your sensor to
he
rebound,
is still the MVP.
And then the sensor throws
as
the ball
as of today,
to
Russell's
you.
Still the MVP. Go ahead. I hear you.
Instead of
throw
just,
the ball to you.
Instead of you rebounding it yourself.
Yes.
What difference does it make?
Because it's the effort, and then the fact that he continues to keep coming at you, man. Let's go.
Anyway,
we okay. So you said Philly.
Yep.
That's surprising.
I think Philly, LeBron has the
forget LeBron. I torched LeBron.
He has the.
I supported LeBron.
He might get gassed in this playoffs.
Philly, Houston.
Obviously, Houston.
What? Who they got to stop Embiid?
There's no way in the world Philadelphia wins an NBA championship. No way. They'll get to the finals.
No way in the world?
No.
No way in the world.
The best East team couldn't
no
be the
way
best.
In the world.
The best East team
Philly,
couldn't
okay,
be the
so
best
you, okay,
Western
so,
Conference
okay.
team.
All right. I thought we was about to ride off.
On yeah,
this
we
spot.
Are.
No.
Oh.
No,
we are.
No, we're not. We're not about to ride off with this
no
spot.
Way.
We're not about to ride off because you have that much trust in Houston to actually win this championship handily
against
like that. Handily.
Philadelphia.
What about against Cleveland?
Depends on who Cleveland's corpses comes out. Because LeBron gets tired. He's played a lot of minutes.
Forget that. Houston, Philly. You mean to tell me Ben Simmons with Joel Embiid, with Fultz that comes back off the bench now, with Bellinelli. They said Philly didn't have shooting.
Right.
They said Philly, you know, didn't have enough shooters. Bellinelli, Ilyasova, J.J. Redick, Covington from three.
Yep.
Joel Embiid will stretch your floor and shoot the three.
Yep.
Markelle Fultz can shoot
correct.
And get to the hole slash. That's a whole nother look that you didn't have, period. Just think about what Philly was, what they were doing. They – Dude, Markelle Fultz came into this and they still kept streaking. So that means, so you know, most teams hit a wall and their gel, like, it has to sit
process.
And mold. It has to actually mix. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Usually something comes into it and it's stirring and then it becomes something new. They've gone through that. They've like skipped that whole phase.
They are what they're
like.
They've reached
like,
their maximum.
It was
potential.
Like, as soon as he came in, it was like, it just hurried up and molded to what it was going to be. Like, his role was already there. So, which also leads me to believe, what if Philly really, 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 and it's not a knock on Philly. I love y'all. I think y'all going to win a championship.
What?
I hope y'all do because it would change the entire NBA, and I would love to see that happen.
What?
But.
Toot-toot.
Adding Markelle Fultz to this mix. Like that. I feel like he was red-shirted. He might have been actually playing with the team the entire time he was out.
In training.
In training.
In high gravity.
Imagine that. He's still
in
he's,
a thousand
he's
times
actually playing
gravity.
With the team. They doing what they're doing. Let's say TJ McConnell games that he getting off. That's supposed to be Fultz. That's Fultz role. That's Fultz stepping up. But it's T.J. McConnell stepping up, showing that he can also do that. So you still got T.J. McConnell on your team. You got Dario Saric on your team. You got Justin Anderson on your team. I don't really like Amir Johnson, but he over there.
He signed to a contract.
I mean, he grabbed a couple rebounds in a couple games I've seen. That was pretty okay.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they needed those rebounds. That was pretty good in stamping, you know, people out. Like, just moving them out the way. But Philly, there to me. They have one of the highest 3-point defenses as well, and that's what people are not paying attention to. They have one of the highest 3-point defenses. It was either over the course of their streak, or it might have been the last 10 games, 15, whatever.
So, you know, unproven team full of rookies.
No, I'm not going to say unproven team full of rookies. Is okay.
What are
now,
they?
Now, let's have that conversation before we close out. Playoff preview. Neil got Houston winning the chip, right?
I believe that Houston has the best.
What's your number on that? Put a number on that one.
It's gonna be 5 games.
4-1?
Yes.
Man, I'm saying Philly and 6.
It's gonna be ugly as fuck.
Philly and 6 if it gets to Houston and Philly. But I really want Portland and Philly or OKC and Phily.
I think people are gonna cut their TV off.
I'm not going to choose a champion until it's time to choose a champion.
Unless
that round, I'm going to say that for that. And we're going to revisit that. That's going to be how we do.
That's
the
fine.
Kind of the way we did with the other pod.
That's fine. Shout out to Comical Minds. What Chalk put in your Kool-Aid to get you Philly friendly.
No, it ain't.
You've been Philly froggy friendly for a minute.
I've been bold. I do on 2K with Philly against you with Golden State with Philly.
I mean, like, is that where it started?
I like Ben Simmons. I like Joel Embiid. I like Markelle Fultz. I like Jahlil Okafor. I like Nerlens Noel. Before they got rid of him, like, man, I was with Philly.
Are you the guy in the mascot?
No.
Because you sound like the guy in the mask. No. For Philly.
No, I want Philly. I see a lot in Ben Simmons. I see a lot of Embiid. Like, they look like Magic.
What is the 76ers they mascot? Look, is what, it a
okay,
giant
this
bell?
Is far-fetched, and I is know it may be set? Early because they're a rookie is team, and Mill? They're young and all that. No, forget all that. I ain't even high on Meek Mill like that. Hey, free Meek Mill, whatever. I'm not even high on him like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big Meek Mill fan. Yeah, slap. Smacked. Philly, though. Philly, I think they could win this championship. And Ben Simmons looks like Magic. Ben Simmons looks like Magic. And Joel looks like Hakeem. And DeMarcus Cousins shooting in one with his own touch on it. Because he got his own personality and how he kind of do his moves, his footwork. That's what's killing people. And B don't need athleticism either, for real. He has footwork.
So you're saying
that
dude
is fundamental. He's almost kind of Tim Duncan-ish too. So he like the Hakeem. He about 25% Hakeem, 25% Tim, 10% DeMarcus, and the rest him.
There's a lot of percentages, but yes,
that's 50-60%. Because I said 10% MB, right?
Yeah.
And 40% of, I mean, I said 10% DeMarcus. So that makes the rest his. You know what I'm saying? Like 40% MB. And you put that, you bring those influences in with the shooting of DeMarcus Cousins, bro. Like, dude, them dudes is crazy right now. It's just no. The thing that's going to get people if Philly win is just what you just said now. They too young. They too inexperienced. What if they ready, though? What if they ready?
I think you're inside of the mascot. and that's fine.
Bro, Philly beat Cleveland twice on this streak, didn't they?
I believe because
everybody is noting that they didn't beat no teams. They beat Cleveland twice. Everybody said LeBron is better than Jordan, right?
Yeah, it's time.
So they beat Cleveland twice.
It's a time.
All the LeBron is better than Jordan
definitely
fans.
Time for you to go to sleep. Like, it's definitely
I'm
time.
I'm just
we
saying.
We're going to wrap this up because there.
Nah.
If
bro,
Philadelphia.
What?
If Philadelphia.
Dude,
listen.
Covington? On deep. What don't Philly got, bro? I don't want to hear experience.
I
don't
want to
hear rookie
if Philadelphia
nothing.
Wins
I don't
want to
hear. I don't want to hear rookie nothing. What is wrong with Philadelphia that would prevent them from winning the championship?
They don't.
Just think about what they're going to get from playing. Think about what they're going to get. They got to see Miami right now. Right. And you said probably Boston. They got to see two really good coaches. I'm not going to say Eric Spoelstra is the greatest coach, but he's good.
He's a good coach.
He has a pretty good team over there. You got D like, Wade over there, and you have a roster over there. So
and they depleted if Philly too.
Get by, my whole thing is Philly either about to lose now or they're not. They might not lose. I'm serious about that. This is the true test to me because y'all about to play D Wade, Eric Spoelstra. They have a championship background.
Okay,
you playing with this Miami team that's been ready to get into the playoffs the last few years. They are here. With D-Wade,
but they still it don't not, matter. They it still don't not matter. Ready to take it that don't, next no, step.
But how do you know that? They got Wade, bro. You seen what Wade been doing the last few playoffs? If well, not were... in Chicago. But a little bit. I mean, it ain't like he was just dead. Now, if you show up and if Wade show up and he ain't doing nothing, then it's a wrap. But if the
Father, he, if, Father Prime
If
could
Father
show
Prime
up.
Show up, we got a series. And it might go 7.
I don't believe you.
Okay. All right. We're going to see, bro.
We're going to see.
And if they beat them, they beating everybody. They going to kill Boston if they see Boston. It's 4-1. That's done. That's honey bun done, son. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yes. It's rap. Super rap.
Do you got like a jersey that you need to tell
I will
me about?
Have one. I will.
Wow.
Yeah. You are like. Maybe I'll gift myself Friday with a Simmons or Embiid jersey Friday.
You are scaring me right now.
What? It's you blue. Like, it's blue.
You are big on Philly.
Man, Philly, man, y'all, people sleep.
I mean,
on
like,
Philly.
I get
now,
it.
If they win this chip, it's going to be like that NBA story is going to shut down the whole entire NBA. You got Russell Westbrook going on versus Kevin Durant going on with the whole Warriors
that
thing
was
going on.
A couple years
you got
ago,
LeBron being proclaimed as the best player in the league. You got James Harden as the MVP, and you got Ben Simmons versus Donovan Mitchell. But then that turns into the 76ers winning a championship. Just what?
A lot of narratives go out of the window. And who do you give the MVP to?
What, Finals MVP?
Yeah.
Embiid or Simmons? Or whoever does the best. I mean, if they get there, man, if Simmons is looking like magic, bro, give it to him. But if Embiid is putting up the numbers, he's killing them fundamentally. He's systematically just tearing them down. And he's defending the rim and enhancing their defense. Like, we know their defense can be enhanced because they sped up their game when he went down. And they still been succeeding. So once you bring that all back full circle, you got all your role players worked in, kind of how Golden State had last year with Kevin Durant. And then you bring Embiid back to this situation. And he fresh because he's been sitting out too? He fresh. His face messed up. Not his body.
It's just his face.
It's just his face. He wasn't playing back-to-backs. You don't play back-to-backs. You know what I'm saying? In the playoffs, it's every other day and then every other 2 days. Like, it's like every other day. Like, I think it's game one, then you skip a day. Or it's either game one and you skip two. Yeah, it's no back-to-backs. So, you got a healthy Embiid basically about to play basketball. So, I mean, what? And if he talking about, I can't see, he still can go to the hole. It's not like it's Kyrie or Kobe or somebody that's shooting. You know what I'm saying?
He can put his back
to the basket and score. So with what Philly already is and what they can do, they can still add that element back into the game. Man, Philly, all right. People sleeping, but Philly about to really, man, if they get past Miami, it's still Miami because they got Hassan Whiteside. If Philly lose this first game, they in trouble. Not real big trouble. They can even go down 0-2, but they not, yeah. They
as
could.
Soon as Philadelphia
could,
goes
Philly,
down.
Philly can go down 0-2 and steal 4-2.
If they do, that is a
they
lot
can,
of
4-2. They can 0-2, 4-2. And if they do that, championship. If they even beat Miami 4-2 like that, it might be a championship. If they beat Miami any earlier than that, man, if they beat Miami, they might get this NBA championship.
You take it easy on that chair, sir. And we going this thing is done, over with.
We done?
Man,
we
listen.
Just going to shut it out on me going ham, huh?
Yes. Because you've had enough.
I mean, I'm high on Philly, bro. And I think Portland can make
high
it too.
Off Philly.
I mean, Portland can make it too. Yes. What? Why you looking at me like that? Like, it can realistically be Portland. Dude, Golden State is not 100% healthy. And what teammates LeBron got that's about to make you say, oh, they in the finals just automatically. That's like Kyrie Irving that's over there.
They not.
Is Kevin Love, do you trust Kevin Love?
No.
Then, so LeBron going to do it by himself?
Yeah.
45 a game? I think he could do it.
He can.
40 a game?
But I think.
38 a game.
He going to get you 30.
I'm talking about, if y'all want to say LeBron, okay, I'm going to give LeBron another GOAT pass before we end this. If you, no, because I've been giving him GOAT paths. If you can go through this playoff averaging 38, 8-8, or anything above that, you are another step forward into the Jordan GOAT conversation. And I'm not talking about on no one round either. I'm talking about if he can go throughout the playoffs and win the ring too.
What if a player averages a triple double with like 30 points, but they only get through two rounds?
Man, we can't shut out no opportunities. We can't shut out no possibilities. You know what I'm saying? What if Russell averaged? What if he averaged a triple double throughout the whole playoffs and he win a championship?
Wow.
What if Russell averages a triple double throughout the whole playoffs and he wins a championship? Think about that. What's your answer to that? Where does that put him?
Wow, he might be old.
You get what I'm saying now?
Did
I bring it full circle for you? Now think about what I said. This is Jordan's league, but LeBron is the standard.
Right.
Now, it's pathways to everything. It's pathways to LeBron to be better than Jordan.
No, it ain't.
Right now.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
If he averaged a 38-point triple-double
through
the playoffs win the ring, bro, 38
he won't be considered better than Kobe. He still won't be considered better than Kobe.
What? Bro.
He lost too much.
He lost too much, what, in the finals?
Yep. That's the only thing that's...
I kind of see that. I see that because Jordan is 6-0. It's like, yep, we didn't see him fail there.
Sorry.
And everybody is
no game seven.
Everybody
ever
playing
sorry
that first round stuff.
I've heard all the arguments. And
don't nobody
pretty
care about the first round. LeBron didn't even make it out the playoffs the first 2 years.
But this thing
Carmelo
was supposed to
did
been over with.
Carmelo did. No, but I'm just saying LeBron can be the GOAT. And anybody right now, the way that it is set up with what
LeBron can never be the greatest player in NBA history.
All right, okay, I'm done. I'm gonna let you end off saying that because I'm not saying it.
There isn't a circumstance which he can make up for all of the failures he has inflicted upon himself in the finals. He lost. That's it. He will never be considered the greatest player in NBA history. He will go down as the greatest athlete. He will go down as the greatest, like, over the course of his entire career, he will be statistically head and shoulders above every player at that point in their career if you average it all out.
Yeah.
Because he will play long. He will play his entire career at a higher level than most who even attempt to
be
in the league.
What if that's what everything is going to be?
Is it going to
Jordan's league, LeBron's standard?
Basically, yeah. Jordan is the high watermark.
Jordan is like basically.
He's the high watermark.
I don't want to get into, you know, putting them or making them idols.
Making comparisons.
Making them idols or putting them in those type of terms. But Jordan is basically the high up.
Yep.
And LeBron is the second high up.
Yep. Second behind Jesus.
And what about Kobe?
Kobe is above LeBron.
Kobe can be.
It's okay. Jordan, right. Kobe, LeBron.
I'm done with the pod. Go ahead and close the pod.
Yeah, this ain't opinionated classic. It's your boy Neil Classic for Opinionated Media. And I'm just letting you know that I respect LeBron James, and I think that he is one of the greatest players in NBA history, but he will never be considered the greatest player in NBA history.
We'll see about that.
We will, unless he saves a bus full of orphans.
If he gets a three-peat, we might see something.
Yeah, end it.
We're out of here. Take it easy.